This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, lawmakers in Washington will meet to go over the proposed $45 billion merger between the two biggest cable companies in America, Comcast and Time Warner Cable. It's the beginning of a long and possibly winding regulatory road. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Some mergers have relevance to people's lives, says antitrust attorney Alan Grunes, and this is one of them. Grunes, who works at the firm Geier Gori, says the internet will be a focal point, as the combined company would have at least 40% and as much as 50% of the fastest high-speed internet service market.
There's an argument to be made that it's not healthy for economic growth for one company to have that much control over high-speed broadband access.
Grunes says the deal could threaten the next Netflix or Hulu, companies that could have to pay Comcast handsomely to stream content.
The internet has proven that it is its own animal and its own ecosystem.
Nicole Turner-Lee is with the Minority Media and Telecom Council. She says low-income citizens' access to the internet is more important than the impact on startups.
I think we need to make these companies more accountable to consumers around other things as opposed to making them accountable to the future of the internet, right?
Comcast says as part of the deal, it would expand its program to provide more access to low-income communities. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.